The leader of Tech America's public sector, Mike Hettinger, is out. Larry Allen and Bill Greenwald are in as consultants to advise the board of Tech America about where to go next. Federal News Radio executive editor Jason Miller is here, and he has been gauging reaction to the changes at Tech America. Did anybody in industry see this coming? I mean, I understand the board has been working on this for a couple of weeks. You can't make a move like this without some pre-planning. But as we first started to learn about this at the Service to America Medals Award last night, the reaction from most people seemed to be, huh?
I think you're absolutely right. I think most people did not see this coming. And in fact, I'm not even sure Mike Hettinger saw this coming in many regards. It's always interesting when people lose their jobs. Unfortunately, do they see it coming? And I think part of the thing that people understood was Tech America was struggling. They had gotten better. They were on a better track over the last 6 months. Mike Hettinger obviously joined in about January, December timeframe of 2013, right after the four executives left. And then CompTIA bought Tech America back in May. And things seemed to be on an uphill climb, slowly but surely. Members were re-upping. I think they were reinvigorating their public policy sector with Mike Hettinger. And then, boom, this happens. And I think maybe the board knew about Larry Allen and Bill Greenwald, but I'm not sure they knew about the decision to fire Mike Hettinger. And I think that's what took most people by surprise, because I think, you know, of all the people that are out there that could do that job, I said it back in December when he was hired, and I'll say it today, he's one of the few people that are ultimately qualified to lead a Tech America or any kind of organization's public policy when it comes to technology and acquisition in the federal government.
Now, Larry was on the program earlier in the hour, and Larry said that one of the things the board told him that they would like him to utilize, and Bill the same way, is their experience in running an association. Larry ran the Coalition for Government Procurement, and Bill was an official at the airline
AIA.
AIA. For a period of time. So they both have done this before. They know what they're looking at when they go into this situation. Do we get a sense that they thought that was lacking in what they had with Mike? Or, I mean, there's so many people were caught by surprise,
right?
I guess, that everybody was kind of wondering why.
It's hard to say what was the reason they decided to dismiss Mike Hettinger. Was it a disagreement? Was there something more going on? You know, sources have told me that Tech America is still struggling from a monetary standpoint. I have multiple sources saying that there are about 15 to 20 and maybe as many as 30 companies decided not to renew, of a combination of large and small companies. Maybe CompTIA got in there and said, you know, maybe the cost factor is just too much for us and we need to figure something out. At the same time, the organization, the public sector side of CompTIA that they bought, the Tech America side, has been losing people steadily over the last 6 months or so. You know, remember, they only joined in May. So between May and September, I've been told 4 to 5 people have left that public sector organization. In fact, as of today, with Mike Hettinger gone, I think they're down to fewer than 3 people running public sector. Hmm. And of course, Larry Allen and now Bill Greenwald coming in as consultants. But the point is that the question is CompTIA really putting money into the public sector, or are they just trying to keep certain pieces of it afloat, like the Vision Conference that's coming up at the end of October, or other pieces, but they're not really going to be a public policy advocacy, membership-driven organization. And I think that's what's unclear about, you know, was it something Mike wasn't doing or Mike was doing, or was there something, there's something more that's happening that we just don't know yet?
And that seemed to be the crux of the conversation about it at the Sammy's last night. I talked to one person who is a very prominent member of the federal community who said he had a meeting just earlier that day, yesterday, with Mike, and everything seemed normal. So the changes did happen, obviously, yesterday very quickly. And the conversation revolved around what you just suggested, Jason, that maybe they are thinking about getting out of the public policy business. However, they've chosen two guys who have public policy organization backgrounds to tell them what to do next.
But I think that's the key here. They're consultants. And what kind of message does that send to the broader community, the membership community? Listen, if they would have dismissed Mike and brought in John Doe, who had 30 years of experience and as a permanent person, then you could say, okay, well, there was a disagreement, there's a personality issue. But by bringing in consultants, I've been told by multiple sources that just sends a bad message to the community. It says, listen, this is not good enough. You know, we don't think highly enough to bring in somebody to run it full time. You know, you may say, well, maybe they had to make a change more quickly with Mike for whatever reason, and this is who was available, and both Larry Allen and Bill Greenwalt maybe aren't looking for full-time association jobs, so this is just a stopgap. It's hard to say, but I think that the signal it sends to the federal community is right now, according to sources that have told me this, that CompTIA and now Tech America is not investing in the public sector piece, and that's disappointing and sad for many, many people who have supported Tech America for decades and believe that there's a hole in the community that Tech America could have filled, and now I think it's being filled by others, whether it's the Professional Services Council, they recently launched an executive committee around IT, or ITAPs that the old Tech America folks went over to start up, or maybe someone like the Software Industry Information Association could rise up and kind of fill that void.
Well, and that kind of was the message that I took from the hiring of Larry and Bill, was not so much the gloom and doom that some of your sources have indicated, but maybe just more a little bit of a lack of clarity or confusion. What I take away from the hiring is we need to figure out who we really are and what our best space of service is to the industry that we've been serving for all these years. Is that still, is the role we've been filling the best role for us as an organization, or has the landscape changed sufficiently with the PSC thing that you mentioned a moment ago and the other changes that you've mentioned? Does the landscape still look the way that it looked before, and should we alter the way that we deliver, that we serve our members?
And I don't think anyone would argue with you, Francis, for that point. I think people would say, yes, maybe Tech America needs to do that. Maybe everybody needs to do that. You know, even us in the radio broadcast world or have to continually look at how we deliver our services. But you do it by firing people and losing people and not investing in the public sector. At least that's what sources are telling me that's been going on. And you do it by surprise. In fact, I just got an email from someone that sits on the board saying, I had to learn about this from Twitter. And
wow,
this is not the way you want to learn about major changes. Now, again, it doesn't have to happen formally, but the question has to be is, if they want to make changes and they want to look at new directions, I think there is a right way to do that, and there's a way that causes alarm. And I think that the way they chose, I think, is causing alarm. Now, in the end, it may be great, and it may work out well, and people may say, you know what, maybe Mike Hettinger wasn't the right fit for that job. But right now, they're doing harm, I think, to themselves because of what happened over the last year. And they have a big vision conference coming up in less than a month, and this is a major change right before a big conference.